got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Tim, I'm going to ask you to strap in and trust a friend here because I'm about to do a lot of scientific chat and I'm going to try and dumb it down because it's a lot of it I don't understand.
Now, Jess, you have made me press the button.
Don't press
already
the button.
This week.
Please don't press the button.
Now, in radio, there's two buttons. There's the dump button. Mm-hmm. And what happens when we press that? Why do we press it?
We press it when someone said something inappropriate.
Like they've sworn, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we have the dumb button. And what happens when we press the dumb button?
I get belittled for 20 seconds.
Yes, 21 seconds. But if you're feeling confident, I trust you.
I want to talk about people with grey hair, Tim, because a lot of people typically will go grey at different parts of their life.
Yeah.
When did you start getting some grey hair?
I got a patch when I was 21,
mm-hmm.
and since then, the fields have flourished, my lord. What percentage? Because I feel like I get it wrong. Because it's my head, feel like I think I have more grey hairs than I do. Give me
I
like
reckon
a
you're
sport.
About 10% grey.
Okay, because I'd say...
I don't think it's high.
It's definitely something I'm noticing more. And now that I've got enough where it's you can notice it,
yeah.
I want it to go.
Sure.
I want to be Silver Fox. Call me Daddy. I want to go now. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. What if I had an option to give you to go the other way?
Well, go and back it's to not, having brown hair.
It's not dyeing your hair.
Okay.
Scientists have discovered the mechanism for the color change and it's like a breakthrough in this field because they think with stem cells, they will be able to restore the hair follicles so that those hairs won't go grey.
Because what I love about grey hair is it's literally hair follicles given up. They've tried to produce what your body's used to and then they go, not because it's had a time period, it just gives up when it's had too much. It's like a worker. It's like... Oh, no, I'm out of here. No, thanks.
Well, what they've discovered is that those stem cells in those hairs that have gone grey, get stuck, right? They get stuck and they bulge out and that's it. That's when they go, no more colour.
Yeah.
We'll just go grey now.
And that's why when your hair turns grey, especially for guys with shorter hair or if you're a woman with shorter hair, they stick out a bit more than other hairs because then it's a newer version of a dead hair follicle.
Sure.
So that's why they like stick out to the side.
Scientists think that they may be able to regenerate these pigment cells with using stem cell research.
Full on.
Right?
That's pretty hectic.
I can't imagine. I mean, I know that many men and women will dye their hair from a certain age because they want to not have greys. I can't imagine anyone going, stem cell me up. Like, that's...
Yeah.
Like, the grey hair affects them that much.
Because what I imagine, doesn't getting grey hair just seem like a part of life that we all experience at some point or the other?
I'm going to say to you, I'm nearly 32. Nearly 32 or 33. What age am I, Tim? How old am I?
I shouldn't have to help you with this. You're born in 1991, so you'll be turning 32 this year.
32. Yes, I'm almost 32. And I've just gotten a couple of my first grey hairs.
Nice.
Like, I've been getting them on my chin for years.
As 50 Cent said, welcome to the club.
But in my actual hair, and I'm starting to feel like, do I go the whole hog and just actually start dyeing my hair? Because you know I don't dye my hair. Or
of course I do.
Do I? Yeah, obviously.
I mean, I'm very up to scratch with your hair routine.
Do I embrace it? Do I go full head of grey hair eventually?
Daddy needs mummy.
Okay. Don't ever call me mummy.
I'm just saying. We could be the silverest foxes that ever graced Geelong on the surf, guys.
Silver foxes on K-Rock, eh?
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Something is ripping the internet apart, Jess. Being branded as un-Australian, and it has to do with when you go to the pub. Now, whenever you go, most likely, as
we go once a week.
Yep.
Do a bit of trivia on a Wednesday night.
Live, laugh, leave early, as we like to say. And then mostly one of us on the table, we get a chicken parmigiana.
Obviously, yes.
Parma, Parmy, it's obviously a Parma. I understand that in Geelong and Surf Coast, Parmy's more common. You're wrong.
It's wrong. My boyfriend's been working through the Parma menu.
There's different versions. But standard Parma, we've seen an inflation of prices, I'm going to say, over the last 10, 15 years, right? So Parma used to cost, what, $17 to $22?
I was
going to
say, $15 was a great price for a Parma.
Now, anything over 25 is pretty standard.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd be paying more than 34. currently? Oh,
if I saw a palmer for over $30, that palmer better be made of gold.
Better blow your socks off. There is a Parmigiana that was sold in Queensland, $24 for this Parmigiana.
Well, that's a pretty standard Parma price.
What's been claimed as un-Australian is that they've used essentially plastic cheese.
Oh, no.
Like cheese squares and just kind of got four, spread it across the chicken schnitzel.
Does that look like hot garbage?
And then it looks like glad wrap with cheese in it. It's really, really bad. There is a photo at our website, krock.com.au. It's a bit un-Australian, isn't it? And
yeah.
I feel like square cheese isn't more cost-effective than a block or however they get their cheese. It seems like a panic, like, we're out of cheese. Kevin, we're out of cheese.
Don't worry, love. I've got the singles. I'll slap a few on there.
$24 and you're getting...
That I would be furious. I would be furious, Tim.
I wanted to know on the phones on 52232955, would you accept, is there one person that would accept cheese slices melted for their cheese on the
Maybe there's someone out there that would prefer it. I would actually go, you know what? That sounds delicious.
Because it's definitely like a homemade parma. Like, that's what I get. But also, it cost me $6 to make a homemade parma. So if I'm going to use those square cheeses.
Is the rest of it, like, what kind of ham are we talking on this parma?
It really focuses on the cheese.
Sure. Yep.
You know what? Champagne. Barely champagne. 52232955. Is plastic cheese un-Australian on a chicken parmigiana? If you're a big parma fan, if you consider yourself a connoisseur, I want to find the most passionate person about parmas to tell us how they feel about this.
We're never going to agree whether it's a parma or a parmy.
That's a fight for another day.
What about the cheese?
Yep. Caleb from Thompson, how does this make you feel?
Oh, it's highly un-Australian.
Wow, Caleb, I think this might be the first time, this might be a record, the first time you've called up and not yelled at Tim.
Yeah, normally
like you actually agree with him today.
Yeah.
It is a chicken parmy, but I will give him.
Caleb, come on, mate. We had 10 seconds of being on the same team and you had to fire a shot. So if I said to you, Caleb, hey, I know we're mortal enemies and whatnot, let's go and grab a chicken parmigiana together. And the pub we went to somewhere in Geelong on the Surf Coast, serve that up with the plastic cheese melted on it, you would ask for it to be sent back.
I'm not going to lie, I'd probably still eat it if it was good. But
yeah, fair enough.
you're not a nincompoop.
But you wouldn't be happy about it, Caleb.
Yeah, Caleb. All right, well.
I probably would go back.
Okay, well, I don't know, believe what you're saying there, mate. Now, Jess, a very unhappy man, Azza from Hamlin Heights, has given us a call. Azza used to be a chef, so how does this make you feel seeing the plastic cheese squares on a chicken parmigiana?
I just want to throw punch someone. Like, if someone came out to me with that, wow, I'm telling you, it'd be on. On like Donkey Kong.
Yeah, now, obviously, that's a metaphorical punch because we don't condone violence, do we, Azza?
No, we don't.
Azza, do you think this is just a chef has run out of cheese and just tried to pass it off as Parmigiana?
I'd hope so, but even then, I wouldn't. If I was working as a chef still and I already had a cheese, I couldn't in good conscience send that out. Like, look, go and speak to the customer, explain we've run out of cheese, we can do it with the sliced cheese, but you just send it out and hope for the best.
Yeah, because you'd almost go, sorry, guys, just schnitzels tonight. We can't build you a Parmigiana, it's just chicken schnitzels. Wow. As obviously, I can feel the passion in your voice, so much so that I think Jess and I are a little bit scared.
Yeah.
But that's okay because, Jess, Parmigianas, they find those people and they're quite passionate, just like the two people that have called the show today.
Absolutely. This is like when they tried to charge people extra for, like, chips and salad on the side. Don't even.
Don't mess with the Parma.
Don't mess with the Parma.
Keep it simple, stupid. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All you, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955. The rag from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
The cost of living is trending today, Jess, and what a fun thing.
It's been trending for a while, Tim.
Yep. Now, the cost of living crisis has hit a classic Aussie staple. A lot of people are pretty fired up. Coles chocolate mud cake.
Stop it. Not me muddies.
Excuse me?
Well, don't we all call me our muddies?
Just, I believed you in everything you just...
I fully remember Coles Mud Cakes, and correct me if I'm wrong, they used to be $4.50, right?
$4.80 recently. How much do you think they've gone up to?
Don't tell me it's double digits.
It's not a double digit. Well, this is a fun game. Oh, all right, let's okay. let's see if you can get it on the head here. Come on.
Okay.
So it's lower than double digits.
All right.
But higher than $4.80.
$8.
Lower.
$6.50.
Lower.
$6.20.
Higher.
This is $6.40.
I did have to sign to you four, but $6.40 is what
that's
a
outrageous.
Coles chocolate muddy, aka me muddies, will set you back these muddies. Days. Because that's stacking them on top of each other.
Yeah.
And making it into a proper cake. Delicious. Did you? Now, we've talked about eating paper before on the show.
There we go.
Did you ever, like, you know how you take the paper no. wrapping off the bottom? Did you ever eat the paper with the chocolate stuck on it?
No, I didn't. I wasn't a weird kid. Like,
I just, it tastes like chocolate.
Okay.
Like real chocolate.
Just eat the chocolate.
Yeah, I would.
Don't eat the paper.
But then people would be, like, fighting over, oh, I want this slice. And I get my slice and I'd take the paper away.
It's like I made Honey Joys once and I brought them into the office and Tim was just, like, manging on the Honey Joy wrappers.
Yeah, and then to stop me eating the Honey Joy paper wrappers, you started putting them in tin foil.
Okay, little no, it was like
wrappers.
Foil yeah. cases.
And you can't eat tin foil, so that was annoying.
Well, I didn't want my buddy eating paper. That's...
It's not that bad for you. I assume. So
$6.40,
$6.40 for a classic chocolate mud cake from Coles. The cost of living has finally hit the one sacred area of Australian culture, and we're all devastated. If you want to see that story and hate yourself too, krock.com.au is where you need to go.
It's Tim and Jess. KROQ 955.
Jess, need you to answer me a simple question.
Uh-huh.
Is this show, because we like to have fun here, obviously, at KROQ on the Tim and Jess show.
Sometimes.
Is this a show where it is encouraged to pat ourselves on the back? If we think we've achieved something.
Oh, okay, yeah,
and,
sure.
And you got to remember, like, our level of achieving something, it's not like, oh, so I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro this weekend. Like,
yeah.
I think you and I have very low-level achievements, mm-hmm. and I think if we don't celebrate them...
No one will.
No one will. And if someone who maybe feels like they want to be celebrated more, I feel like if we talk about it, maybe they might celebrate something in their life that is very individual to them and unique to them.
Oh, I feel like I'm falling straight into a trap, but sure, yes,
for the first,
I agree.
For the first time in my life, I've got something. It's on my body.
Oh.
It's very bizarre and new, and I'm trying to come to terms with my new reality.
Oh, I don't know if I want to say this. On your body, what do you mean?
For the first time in my 30 years of life, I have fingernails.
Timmy! Oh, yuck. Show me. Because Tim and I are notorious nail biters. Oh, wow.
Look at these delicious
clean
little
your fingernails,
chippies.
Mate.
Well, this is the thing. I'm learning about what it's like to have fingernails.
Why have you stopped biting your fingernails?
Oh, that is filthy. I'm
yeah,
so sorry.
Because no,
I wear retainers now.
Yeah.
So it doesn't. And I wear them for 22 hours of the day.
Yeah, so you haven't got time to be munching.
So, yeah, if I'm having lunch or breakfast or dinner, I'm not going to waste it on my fingernails because normally I'd just be, like, sitting around and going, and then it's a habit that I've always wanted to kick. My parents got me that, like, paint that you put on your nails as a kid.
You were like,
meant
num,
to taste
num,
bad, and
delicious.
I was like, garnish. Thank you very much.
I think you need to invest in one of those nail cleaners. It's like a
file?
It's like a little brush. And you put your hand in one side and you brush like underneath
like
the fingernails.
I'm going to come over. I reckon I could break the skin on your arm.
I'd rather you didn't.
Well, I'm going to.
I'd really rather you stay on your side of the desk. No,
you
Timmy.
You get to pick the nail.
Ew.
You get to pick the nail. Which one do you
okay.
Add
oh, my. They're so dirty, Tim.
Yeah, I know. It's because I don't know how to clean them.
You're a lefty, so go. Right, go lefty. Go. Scratch me. Oh, no.
I didn't break the skin, but does it hurt?
It did.
Yay.
And I've probably got hepatitis now, so.
A, B, or C. It's crazy. Is this what it's like for people? Like,
I think it's time to invest in some nail clippers. or at the very least soap.
Hitting the buttons is like a whole new thing for me. Yeah, I honestly, one of the things I have noticed, because my nails are so used to being short, that part of the nail that comes out is so much shorter than what I imagine a normie's hands would have.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And it's just so fun.
Have you started getting the tap on the glass of the when you're
it's
typing?
It's funny you say that.
So proud of you. I'm so proud of you. A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. Oh, beautiful. But when
I
wake
up here, it's I now know how Jasmine from Aladdin feels.
Yeah.
It is a whole new world. I feel like I'm on a magic carpet ride of fingernails. This goes for so much longer than what I thought I was going to do. Oops, my, yeah, okay, I don't know how to stop it, actually. Yeah. Fingernails are too long. I can't grab the buttons.
Okay. I'm going to get you some dead old hands.
Well, yeah, I was going to pat myself on my back, but I'm worried I'm going to cut it because they're so long. Some fingernail
Wolverine
gags.
Wolverine over here.
You're on cat. Oh, there's another one.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. Baby Pip and Squeak. New store open now. Centreway Arcade Belmont. Tim and Jess's The Fast and the Curious.
Yeah, Tim, celebrating your impending fatherhood, we teamed up with Baby Pip and Squeak. Mm-hmm. We've got a brand new store out in Belmont, yep. Centreway Arcade. Go and check it out.
Absolutely.
If you want to just walk through a store and go, oh my God, so cute, this is the store for you.
Honestly, that's been one of the best things about finding out that my wife and I are expecting a baby boy in a couple of months. I like baby shopping.
Yeah.
It's been the best. I told you, the other day I went shopping and I didn't know I was going to set a dinosaur theme.
Yep.
That's all we have now.
Have you, because you're having a little boy, have you organised any, like, matching outfits just yet? Like,
yes.
Yeah, excellent. Oh, my God, I can't wait.
And not outfit, Jess, outfits, many.
Excellent.
But this week we were on the lookout for a crawling age baby who had a tough choice ahead of them. We were going to put them in a room on one side, $500 worth of essential items, whether it's clothing, toys, for a newborn or someone maybe who's expecting a baby of their own, and a giant fluffy rabbit.
We put the seven-month-old in a precarious situation, we locked his mother on the other side of the door.
Yeah.
I think that was our mistake number one.
Yeah, so the baby and the family, so Tracy got to introduce us to seven-month-old Bodie, and coming up next we are going to play you the audio because you would assume a seven-month-old sees a giant rabbit bigger than himself and goes, I want to play with that.
Yeah.
Or is all the colour and beautifulness of all the different things in the $500 pile, is that going to be like, wow, I need to go over there?
Honestly, there was a lot going on. We're going to find out just how fast and curious this baby was up next.
Thanks to Baby Pip and Squeak this week, Jess, who are celebrating their new store opening, Centreway Arcade in Belmont. We were on the lookout for one particular crawlable baby to make a tough choice this week, like we were just saying.
And Tim, we got the cutest baby, I think, in all of Geelong and the Surf Coast.
7 months old.
Oh.
Little Bodie. His mum, Tracy, brought him in. We all saw him.
Literally the happiest baby I think you'll ever see.
Beautiful blue eyes, blonde hair, his ears.
Oh, stop it.
He was an absolute legend. So was his mum. What you're about to hear is what we did is we put Bodie in the middle of the studio. On one side was $500 worth of essential things for if you've got a young one or a newborn on the way. And on the other side, a fluffy bunny wabbit.
Which one did he choose and which one did he end up going home with?
Yep, because the first thing he touched, Jess, that's what the family had to take home. Tracy, thank you so much for bringing yourself and your young Bodie in. Now, Bodie is 7 months old.
He's trying to grab the microphone.
That's already a good start. Bodie is 7 months old. So crawling?
Yes, getting everywhere.
Okay, so you've come in today for Fast and the Curious. What do you think little Bodie is going to be more curious about? Is he going to be curious about the giant rabbit teddy bear, or is he going to be curious about the clothing and everything that you see here from Baby Pip and Squeak?
I think the doll at the front is probably going to do it with the clothing, only because it's more his size.
Fingers crossed that's the pile, because that one is worth $500 thanks to Baby Pip and Squeak.
But we'll be happy with the giant bunny anyway.
And anything you'd like to say, Bodie?
Yeah, good. Okay. Okay, the baby has been placed. Oh, he looks really concerned.
As far as I can tell, Trace,
he's staring at Tim more than anything else at the moment. I don't think he's even looked towards the bunny just yet, or even the pile. He's just looking at
you're
Tim.
Okay. Oh, no, you're okay.
Looked over at the bunny.
You're okay.
Oh, wait. Tim's crawling out. He's pointing out the options to him.
What do you see?
Is he likely to just burst into tears at seeing Tim's face? Because sometimes kids do. They don't like his beard often.
You're okay.
He's crying.
He's crying.
Trish, do you want to go in there and...
Okay. You're okay. There's Mum. There's Mum.
Okay, Trace is now pointing him in the right direction. Oh, okay, he's on the move. Okay, quick cuddle from Mum. Good motivation. Okay, Tim does look creepy sitting under the desk there. Like, that would be terrifying. Look at him. I'm scared. At the moment, he's not fast or curious. He's still and scared is what he is. Oh.
Can I get it? Where are we going? You get it? I'm scaring him.
Mum's giving him a gentle nudge towards the right pile. You know? Oh, he's crying.
Oh, no. I know. You've got to get your toy. What toy you want?
Oh, he's leaning towards the little one.
We could be on here.
Itching very close.
Crawling towards the small toy in the big pile. We're just going to take a little break. Yep. Okay. Oh, straight to the big pile. Here we go. Going for the paper bag.
Little man. Oh, yay.
Yes.
He understands value at 7 months.
Oh, that was so stressful. Well done! Yay! I seem very happy about it. Yep, he's more interested in the packaging. That's fine. Good choice, Bodie. Good choice. Bodie, can you say baby Pippin squeak?
Yes, could get branding into them young, nice. Jess. The whole surprise was, even if Bodie went over to the Fluffy Rabbit, they were going to get everything because Baby Pippinsqueak wanted to give Bodie and Tracy and the whole family everything.
They walked out with bags of stuff
thanks
to the amazing work at Baby Pippinsqueak. Go and check out their new store. I guarantee you won't be able to walk out of there without buying something super cute.
Absolutely, especially whether you got friends who are expecting, aka me, or you've got a young one yourself. It's a fantastic place. Thank you very much to Baby Pippinsqueak and Bodie and also Tracy and the whole crew here at K-Rock.
Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.